Go over to Mark 11, if you would. One of the things the Lord said to me when I went to heaven is, He said, faith is at an all-time low on the body of Christ for two reasons. One, there's many that have let it slip and have went to mental assenting the Word instead of acting and believing the Word. And then we have new people coming up, people getting saved, and they haven't heard the faith message. Why is the faith message so important? I remember here several years ago, and I know you've got, you know, a church or two in this town that connected with this group. And I was going through the Mojave Desert, and I was flipping my radio trying to find something to feed me. I couldn't sleep. I was wound up. You know, we had a healing rally, and you know, and I was just all wound up. So I said, well, I might as well drive home. I'm 6 hours away. If I can't sleep, might as well be driving. At least I'll be home earlier. And I was going through the desert, and I was flipping through the, you know, on the radio, and some music. It sounded like a religious, you know, music. And I said, oh, here's something. And the guy came on, and he said, can you imagine anybody saying and teaching that you can have what you say? I said, can you imagine anybody saying that you can have the God of kind of faith? And he said, now this is the Bible answer, man, and I've got the answer. Well, he didn't answer nothing. He didn't even know the Bible unless he's dishonest or he can't read. I mean, right there. See, anything that you hear, if you have the Word in you, you say, nope, and I answer it. If it ain't in line with the Word of God, I answer it. Because I'm going to show you that Jesus, anything that was negative, Jesus answered it with faith-filled words. And I answered, I opened my Bible here to Mark 11, 22 and 23 and held it up the radio. Now, he didn't hear me, but it felt good for me. And I said, can't you read? The Bible says, have the God kind of faith. Or have faith in God, but actually the original says, have the God kind of faith. Then he says, red print, Jesus said, I can have what I say. Isn't that what it says?
Yes.
As though with the button, are you going to believe an ex-bookkeeper who thinks he's a radio preacher? Or are you going to believe Jesus? See, I'm going to believe what Jesus said. In my conversation, in everything that I say in my life, I'm going to answer it and say according to the Word of God.
Amen.
I had a startling thing to happen to me when God said something to me. Now, this is my conviction. This is what He said to me. I'm going to pass it on to you. He said, anything that comes out of your mouth ain't lying with the Word of God is blaspheming me. If the doctor come in and said you have cancer and then you go around saying cancer, that's blasphemy against God because God said you're healed.
That's right. The whole revelation.
Amen. Your bank book says it's empty, but God said I'll meet all your needs according to my riches and glory. God's been dealing with me lately about my trust fund. My big brother Jesus left me a trust fund. There's people who come in here probably weekly and they lay them out here and they left a trust fund for their family. I have a trust fund for my family. God, through you, His Son, Jesus Christ, has left you a trust fund. Well, what's in that trust fund? Well, He said, all my needs. According to His riches and glory. And I said, what is that? He said, to have enough. More than enough. To have more than enough. Well, how much is more than enough? Well, when God called the Hansi family and raised up this family, praise God, it's an honor to the mom and daddy to see these kids all working here in the church and everything else. I salute you. I honor you. Praise God. To raise them around the church, and here they're all in church and praising God.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
I said, glory be to God. But He left them a trust fund for His ministry and for His personal life. See, you're talking about the lack when it's really blaspheming God. When He already said, I met all your needs according to your riches and glory.
He's reported you to believe, that's right.
And, well, how much did He leave? He said, everything that you need in that trust fund. He left you an inheritance. If you read the will and testament,
that's what He said.
Isn't that what He said? He told me everything that you need in your personal life and everything. Also, I left a trust fund for every minister that is ahead of a ministry. I have left them a trust fund to be able to do what they're doing. You're seeing it out there. We drove out on your property today. I was just so thrilled and just so beautiful and what God is doing. And I remember here a year or so ago, we went out there and we just talked to the field. And if you had a religious person around you, they'd think, what's wrong with him? There ain't no building there. We went out there and building come up. And there it is. Now, I believe that. I believe that. I believe. And then faith without works is dead. See, you got to understand, how does the kingdom work? He said the sower sows the word. Well, we sow the word out of our mouth. My God meets all my needs. I'll get a harvest off of those words that I'm saying. I'm preaching myself happy. Praise God. If you don't like where you're at, check up what you said yesterday. Oh, my rheumatism. Oh, you know, we just got a little small church. Shut up. Say we have a growing church. Don't say you have a... See, your words keep it small. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to be to God. Hallelujah. Well, look what it says right here in Mark 11, 12. And on the morrow, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, he talked to a tree. And that was a negative situation, but he answered it. And then we go down and he said, now this is the way it works. This is faith. Speak it and move towards it. I've told people for years in my first Bible school, I said, if you could only move your little teeny finger, you're paralyzed, you move it towards God. Release your words and move towards God.
Amen.
We didn't have no money. We bought 22 acres in California, a little cheaper out here, but in California, you know, in some areas you can pay up to $1 million for an acre. But I didn't have no money. I just went out and talked to it, just like he did that day we went out there on that property and talked to it. You come. It was for sale. We're not coveting somebody else's property. That's how I've gotten my airplane. That's how every area of my life I've gotten it. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And I got it by saying it. Because that's the way the kingdom operates. You remember where he said, don't take the thought sane. Well, see, you better be careful what you're saying. So you better control your thought life. And if thoughts come to you, answer the thoughts. If they're not in line with the Word of God. Now, we think of lust thoughts or thinking about another one. We should deal with that. But how about unbelief? Anything that's doubt and unbelief, don't say it. Oh, glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. Well, he answered that tree. And that tree heard him. And it obeyed him what he said. Yeah, but that's Jesus. He was the Son of God. Well, who do you think you are? How many believe you're the Son of God? Do you believe Jesus was lying there? I'd rather believe him than an unbelieving so-called Bible teacher. I'm going to believe what he said. If he said I can have what I say, I believe that.
Amen.
And I do have it. I said I do have it. I said I do have it.
I do have it.
I have it every day. I say I get care packages from my father. If he said don't take the thought and say, I said, what am I supposed to say? Talk about my goodness. Talk about your inheritance that I left you. Your trust fund. Talk about your trust fund. That's what you're to say. I have a trust fund. How do you get out? That's fine, but how do you get it? By saying? See, by saying it. By saying it. We're having a problem. You notice that he talked about three times about saying? We need to do more saying. We're saying what we have. We're saying our limitations. We're talking about our weaknesses instead of talking about his weaknesses. Well, I just can't control my mind. Well, he said, let this mind be in you that was in Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I think like Christ.
Amen.
How would Jesus handle this? Well, get in the Word. He'll tell you how to handle it. What are you think on me? Say, what do you think about all the time? The things that you're thinking about, you eventually start saying.
Right.
And if your thoughts are not in line with the Word of God, don't say it. Matter of fact, just talk to it. Jesus talked to this tree. Now, this is something we get, and that tree obeyed him. It answered what he said. And God told me, because this is what, this is really hooked up with Mark 11, 22 and 23, what you have, what you say. You need to come up here and find out what he said, what he was referring to. And he's referring that he talked to that tree. And remember, he came back the next day and he said, look at that fig tree which thou cursest. So he cursed it. I curse cancer. I curse lack.
Yes.
I talk to lack.
Yes.
Commanded to die in my life. We have the money. My father left me a trust fund. And I put, and I say, and then I tell God how much I need out of that trust fund. And it comes.
Amen.
Because I say so it comes. Because it says I can have what it says.
Amen.
Amen. Are you going to believe an unbelieving a radio preacher? Or are you going to believe what Jesus said? See, you know what I did? I answered what he said to me. I have people all the time come and tell me negative things. Well, what about this? I said, well, answer it. I was on the road, and they said, well, you know, we got to sign these papers, and well, I won't be home for 3 weeks. I won't be home. We got to wait because this escrow company, everything, we got to sign all this before we get our building going, and it has to be signed by you, and we only sign in our office. And Jim says, well, we got to wait. I said, no, that's not acceptable.
Well, what do you mean, boss?
It ain't acceptable. You go back and tell them that ain't acceptable. Tell them to find a place where I'm traveling around. I can go in there, one of their satellite offices, and sign it. And he came back. He said, my goodness, they do have one in Milwaukee.
What's for you?
And so I went over there, Mitch, and Bob drove me over there, didn't you? Drove me over there, and I signed the papers and put us 2 weeks ahead.
Amen.
No, because I answered it.
Amen.
Now, Jim, my project manager that takes care of all our properties, you know, and we were starting to have an aviation department hangar. See, he's over all that, you know, to take care of that. Now he's learning. He says, now, guess what happened today? He said, they told me I couldn't do this, and I answered it. Amen. I heard Heidi just answers cars. This car is obsolete. I want a new one. It's part of my inheritance. I take it out of my trust fund.
All right.
I said, what happened to the other car? Oh, wait. That's all right. My wife told me the other day, she said, well, we're tired of this one. We want another one. Well, I'm a child of God. Amen. I mean, some of you try to get your money where you just run that thing all the way until it's just falling apart. Well, you're acting. See, that's if you want something else, God said he'd give you the desires of your heart. Start talking about it and quit being so cheapo. God is not cheap. It's you. It's not God.
That's right.
You just got to release it. You got to release it in what you say, what comes out of your mouth. You got to release it.
Amen.
I say I got money. Money chases me down every day. Chases me down every day. I get care packages every day. And I get so many of them I can't even get in my airplane. I have to hire trucks to haul it home. We was just in, where were we? We're in, Georgia. Huh? Augusta, Georgia. And we have some friends there we know them for years, and they own a furniture company. You know, they don't manufacture it, but they sell it. Wholesale. And we went in there, and, you know, looking around. I says, you know, I would like to get that room done when we had, cause we have all the ministers over for fresh oil the second week in May. Come on down. And we fix, and on the noontime, we feed all the preachers in the house. And so we're adding on now because last year we just jammed everywhere and we need more room.
Amen.
And I said, you know, we need new furniture. Let's find out. They say, this, and they rang it up. It was about $14,000. And they said, well, tonight we'll tell you what it's going to be. Well, the PO was $4,100. For $14,000 worth of furniture, that's pretty good. I was thrilled over that. But the pastor got up, and he said, now let's bless the Dufresnes personally. You know, that's all right. You know, I mean, you know, we take an offering for their ministry, but he said, we already done it, but let's just bless them personally. Well, that guy, he put that PO in there, and he said, no charge. And of course, I phoned him the next day. I don't want to take something. I said, what do you mean by no charge? Well, exactly what it means. He says, we're giving it to you. $14,000 worth of new furniture. I get care packages. I couldn't haul that all in an airplane. I got a truck coming.
That's right, amen.
But I have that every week, every day.
Amen.
Why? Because the sower sows the word, and that's the way the kingdom operates. Anything, wood, metal, well, obey, because that would obey Jesus. And he told we could do the same thing. I said, hey, 2x4s, find your way to me. Concrete, find your way to me.
Amen.
Yeah, one guy pulled up and said, I got all this tile. That was the kind of tile that's going to go on our new building.
Amen.
Had guys there, how much dirt you need? We'll give you all the dirt. We need the dirt. I whistled at the dirt. Oh, that's silly, talking to dirt and talking. No. No. I talk to my airplane all the time. I'm almost positive it smiles at me when I talk to it.
Amen.
I don't know if you're getting this, but I want to tell you, we need to get back over into some things concerning faith. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Jesus talked to that tree. Why? Actually, the original translation, he says, times of figs is not yet, but actually he said it should have produced figs, but it didn't. Isn't that right? So he just talked to it. Then he comes down here and teaches us how to do it. Fruitless tree. And he talked to it. That ought to scare you to get the fruit on and produce fruit in your life. Now, here's another thing. See, you got to realize that, let's go back to the book of beginnings. We could turn over there, but we don't need to because you're familiar with it. You remember when God said in chapter 1 of Genesis, and God said, let there be light, and that light started moving. And that light to this day is still moving. When he said, and the Lord said this to me, I mean, I know you probably know this, but I mean, it comes so real. He said, your words will set things in motion and will set your destiny. Now, that happens with people all the time. You hear people talking about, well, in my family tree, our genes, you know, that the women die young with cancer. And they talk about that, and it happens. When I got born again, we had mental illness, alcoholism, everything you could think of, we had in our family. We weren't blessed in being raised in a home where they spoke in tongues. But I found out that genes have an ear. And I talked to them. I'm going to prove to you that your body will obey you. It will obey you if you talk over. Everything around you obeys words. What do you think? Everything you see was done by words. This marriage was done by words. Did they say, now you're man and wife, and you just sit there and, now tell her. I take ye, and don't say anything. No, you got to say something to get in that covenant. It's the same thing that's how you get in God's covenant.
Yeah.
That's how, by saying it, saying what he said. I got a series of tapes. He said. Annie Durant will be with them next week. They're helping us with a crusade there in Washington. And she was singing a song about the woman with issue of blood, and this came up. He said, she said what I said. He said he was anointed. She said, I'll touch it. You talked about it. And my wife's got a new song out now. He said, she said. Well, whatever he said, you ought to say.
That's right.
And then act and go towards it. Go towards that miracle. Believe in the words that you say will come to pass.
Amen.
Quit talking about your sicknesses and diseases. Curse it.
That's right.
Let it die. Lack of money. You talk to it. And now money, you come to me. You come to, and it comes. I said it comes.
Amen.
Well, I don't believe that. Well, it won't come for you then. Yeah, just send it my way. Lord, all the money they don't want, I'll take. And you know I can spend it. You know I can get out there, praise God, build buildings.
Amen.
They can put new parking lots in. You can do it.
Establishing
his covenant.
That's right.
Glory be to God. Now you say, I've heard this, Lord. See, that's the attitude I'm talking about. Faith don't come by heard. It comes by hearing and hearing and hearing.
Yeah.
And that's the trouble with us faith people. We've gotten into a set pattern, into a rut. And we don't take it as seriously like we used to. That's why it's not working. He who believes has.
Yes.
You believe what you say, it'll come to pass. Well, when will it come to pass? That's none of your business. That's on God's side. I said that's on God's side. Now, if that was on my side, I'd already had it done. I'd already had my buildings up. But that's not, I'm pressing over on his side. See, you got to understand in the Bible, when you understand this, there's a God side, then there's a man side. I have some friends that their wife passed away with cancer and died young, and you know, I don't know all the ramifications. I did everything I could to get her healed, but she passed away. Well, at the funeral, they said, well, they were into the whys. Thank you. You can't. When you get into the, well, why did this happen? Why and that? But there's some secret things belong to the Lord. And if you ask him, he might tell you. Get out of the whys. You know, preachers, I don't know why did God send me to this city. Well, you don't know. You don't know. The devil going to beat your brains out. I heard one preacher one time, famous TV preacher in the background. He, you know, when the lights come on, he was out there in front. But when he came in the back, he said, well, I don't even know if I'm called or not. He said, I'm going home to divorce my wife. And he did. And he's real popular. I don't get it. And all that junk. When I went to heaven, God said, all that living is coming down. It's all coming to the front. You watch it. It's all coming down. It's finished. Boom. It's coming to the front. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And sitting there and talking that stuff in the back room, just full of unbelief, talking that way. Shouldn't never be saying that. I'm going to even think that thought and divorce your wife. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had somebody tell me the other day, says, Brother Dufresne, I heard you. I heard you when you, one of some of your first sermons you preached in 1970. 69 and 70. He said, you're still preaching the same thing you did back then. You're just a little polisher. Little polish, you know. Sam's known me since 78. He's been with me. We brought him with us, and his mommy and daddy live here in town. Am I preaching the same thing I did when you first? Absolutely, same thing. Why change it? And since that time, I've seen, I don't know how many new revelations have come in the body of Christ, and they come and go and they ain't around no more. Have big crap and they're not around no more. Because I stay with the Word of God. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. I want to please God, bless God. I want to stay with the Bible.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
I had a guy once, oh, you're one of those faith hyper guys. I said, that's right, Jesus was. Oh, you're one of those name it and claim it. I said, yes, that's me. And I asked him, I said, are you saved? Oh, yeah. I said, did you name Jesus? Yeah. Did you claim him as your Savior? Yeah. I said, you're one too. Well, yeah, but I'm not like you, you know.
Oh, yeah, you are.
But not like you. I'm not one like you. It's that kind of church that we passed a while ago. Said that. Glory to God. I just don't pay attention to ignorance. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah for the Word of God. Oh, glory be to God. If I could do what I'm doing inside, I'll do what these South African guys did just a while ago. Run around this building. Praise God.
Amen.
I can tell they're excited about being home.
Amen.
Glory be to God. But see, here God said, let there be light, and that light's still moving. Our words can set things into motion. You could set things in motion in your marriage. And keep talking the way you did when you were dating each other. Quit talking to each other like that and being sweet and everything. And all through your marriage, you have a sweet marriage. Glory be to God. I say it. I say that I'll live a long life because He promised me long life. The only way I'll die, if I stop walking in love, what He was talking about. And sometimes that's a test, to walk in love with people. Can you say amen? And obey God in my calling. I live long on this earth. Now getting back, see, there's a God side and then there's a man side. And a lot of people are trying to do the doing when that's God's job.
That's right.
Our job is to do the trusting.
Yeah.
We're to trust what He said. It'll all come to pass. It'll come. Well, when? That's on His side. That ain't on my side. I'm to obey God and do what He told me to do and act out the things that He told me to do.
Amen.
And then rest. There's so many preachers and people, they're so unrestless. They're just no rest. And that's not faith. That's worry. Hallelujah. Full of worry. Worrying about this, worrying about that. No, I haven't had a care in 3 years when I got revelation of this. I haven't got a care in the world. I'm a different person. I'm not uptight about my ministry. What would you do if God told you you didn't have to travel no more and He said He didn't want you to just stay home and help with the church? I said, that's all right with me. I don't care. I'll do whatever He says. I'm not out here to be known. I'm here to preach about the one that is known, and His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Oh, I don't know if I'm helping you, but I'm sure helping myself. Praise God. Now listen, let's go over here. I want to show you something over here in James. Glory to God. You getting anything out of this?
Hallelujah.
Now, you probably heard this before, but like I said, faith don't come by heard. Now let's start with James chapter 1. James, a servant of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all gloom and doom when you fall into diverse temptations. Count it all what?
Joy.
What did he call it? Jump up and twist around?
Yeah.
How did he do that? I don't know. Count count it all joy. Oh, I'm going through a trial, Brother Dufresne. Pray for me. That ain't faith. That's just getting people to feel sorry for you.
Glorifying
that problem. Count it all joy. Knowing this, you got to know this then. That the trying of your faith worketh faith. Well, so it came because of the faith. That's the reason that it came, because I released my faith with my mouth. That's why the temptations and the tests and the trials are coming my way. So I count it joy, because I know the reason it's coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I said glory to God. Now, see, when you get over here to the third chapter, he's still talking about tests and trials that come to test your faith. Now, you know, we had a movement, and we got another movement coming on. The Lord showed me, told me about it. He says it's another false deal. We're coming. There's going to be a movement of devils everywhere. And coughing up, spitting up goobers. And you remember that years ago, but now it's starting, it's uprising again. It's coming around again, isn't it? Come around every 20 years. Just stay away from that stuff. Because I heard one lady say, well, you know, I went to that meeting and I haven't been the same. No, you caught something being around that junk.
Yeah,
stay away from it. I said, stay away from it.
Yeah.
They're more interested in talking to devils than talking to God. So, but here in James, see, in this third chapter, he's still talking about tests and trials. He's still talking about tests and trials. Now know that, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all, but if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. We could be a perfect man if we watch what we say. Because when you say it, you release the seed, either negative or positive. There's something you could say out of anger that could hurt your wife, and that seed can go in there and produce a wrong harvest in her heart. There's something you could say out of anger that could hurt your wife, and that seed can go in there and produce a wrong harvest in her heart. That's why he said to be slow to speak. For in many things we offend all, but if any man offend not in the word, same as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Right there, it's telling you that you can control your whole body with your tongue, with your words, not just the tongue. The tongue is what forms the word, but it's the words that come out. Think about it. If you could bridle your whole body, you could bridle your whole circumstances, everything around you. Oh, that's too simple. Yeah, that's the way it is. That's why he said, when you release your words, believe what you say will come to pass. Believe in your heart what you say will come to pass. Believe what you say. Those seeds that you release with your mouth. He said you're a perfect man. Then it says over there in the first chapter that if you'll continue the faith that you'll be imperfect and wanting nothing. You'll have nothing no wants in your life if you'll learn to talk right.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouth and they obey us and we turn them about the whole body. So he's talking about us. That I can control everything in my... Everything in your body, every cell, every gene has an ear to hear because that's the way God set it up. Seed time and heart, that's the way the kingdom of God works. And when you start learn, when you realize the words that you receive, seed will produce a harvest, you'll start... See, he said, you're a perfect man if you can watch what you say. Isn't that what it says? You're a perfect person. Hallelujah. I've heard people say, well, it's just my luck getting an airplane and it go down. Me either, brother. I knock all those words down when I get on a commercial airplane. And I prayed for the pilot. I said, there's an ambassador on board here, and I don't care what you've been doing last night. I got my angel around you, and he's going to help you.
That's right.
Yes, amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And I just lay back and go to sleep and relax. I'm not uptight. Why? Because I believe what I say will come to pass.
Amen.
Have you ever been around a nervous Christian? No Christian ever should have a nervous breakdown. Never. You see, that's a preacher burnout. A preacher should never burn out. The only time he'll burn out, if he starts carrying the care of the ministry, that ain't his side. It's really, it's not my side to pay the bills. I'm responsible, but it ain't my, it's his responsibility to make sure that it gets done.
Right.
And I put it before him too. I put it right up there. I said, I'm doing my side. I mean, if I'm not, show me.
Good word.
And I lean on that. See, I lean on when I do my side. That's his side to take care of my needs. It's his side to pay the bills of the ministry. I haven't in 3 years phoned the office to see if there's enough money in there to pay payroll. Not once in 3 years. When I got this revelation down in Peru, when God was talking about care packages and casting my care on the Lord. Worry and being uptight is sin. And it's unbelief. He said, don't take the thought. He said, don't be anxious for nothing. Now, if you're anxious, what does Amplified those three others say in, over there in Matthew? Uneasy. Hold it right there. Uneasiness is unbelief. And I had to put my foot to that. Get in an airport and sit down and get back up and walking around. My God, the delay. What's the deal here? What's the... Oh, I'll tell you, devil. That's being uptight. Instead of just sitting there relaxing and saying, if anybody gets on that plane, I will.
Amen.
And we get up there, too. I said, we get up there too, don't we? Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm helping you, but I'm sure helping myself.
Yeah.
Being uptight and anxious and worry is unbelief. What you're doing, you're getting over on God's side and you're trying to figure out how it's going to get done.
Yeah. All right.
Trying to help God.
Trying to help God. He doesn't need no help, honey. He does not need any help. Believe me, he just look up the stars and he flung those in and the moon and everything's working. Everything is in orbit. Everything is working. He did that. Your father. And he said he's the one who's going to take care of you.
He can handle it. He can handle it.
Look at this. And behold also the ships, which through they be so great and are driven with fierce wind, they are turned about with a very small hymn, wherefore soever the governor listeth. Now he's talking about the tongue, but he's really talking about words. Tongue releases words. I have a series out there, don't poison your dreams. Always talk what it takes, talk the seeds it takes to get to what you're dreaming about.
Oh, good word.
You see right here? See, this relates to chapter 1 here, because when you're going through a test, well, he's talking about a storm in life. He's talking about, look at those big waves, and yet that little rudder, if it get a rudder right, they go right through those waves. It's the same thing in life with the words that come out of your mouth. If you'll start answering things that come in your life, it's not in line with the Word of God. Answer it! Talk to it!
Amen.
Talk to the mountain!
That's right.
It's words that move the mountain. I like to say it this way, because it came up in my spirit. My words every day take a chunk out of that mountain to send my way.
Amen.
Chunk at a time.
Chunk at a time.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, my kids, they're doing this. Oh, shut up. See what God says by faith about them. They're coming home. They're going to serve God. They're going to come home, praise God, and they're going to serve God.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Look at already out there. Now, you've been at it every day, and you saw it come up slow. But see, I haven't been out there since we talked to that land. And here, whoop, there's a building. Came up. You ever seen nothing yet? What's he going to have out there? What God is going to do? There's going to be a Bible school out there. I feel there's something about radio and TV that is going to come up on that property. I believe God's going to give you a TV station. Praise God to hit this area. Well, the prophet said it, then you ought to be saying it. You fight a good warfare with it. We have favor. We're going to get a power, you know, one of those low power or high power or whatever. God's going to give us one.
Yeah, that's,
glory be to God. You can reach more people sitting in that building than you could traveling all over. You get the whole state.
Amen.
We'll take it off.
Amen. I could see it. I was out there seeing it. What are you talking about? We just see a tin building up there. No, I didn't see a tin building. I saw the place full of people, activity all over. The word going out all over the world right here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a visionary.
Amen.
I could see it.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I said glory be to God. We need to look up. We need to start speaking right.
Yeah.
And talk right over things. Well, your name and claim. Yeah, I guess you can call me that. Jesus, they'd call him, if he was today, if he was preaching on Mark 11:22, 23, they'd call him the same thing today. Jesus himself. That was God in the flesh. He said it. God came down in a body and said that I can do what he did. He said, let there be light, and he set it in motion. And the Holy Ghost was out there. Where this is what I want to say. The Holy Ghost was out there working with him. And then, see, then he came on earth. The man committed high treason and the fall and everything else. God said, I'm going to get you, Mr. Devil. He came down himself. And he had to come down legally, so he had to come in a body. That's the only way he could come on this earth. Or he could come another way and destroy all his man, but he was in love with his man. The plan of redemption. You know, you need to study that out. I'll show you where we're at. He came in there, then he took back what Adam had. He had authority on this earth, and he gave it to Satan. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus came and took it back.
Amen.
Then he gave us the keys, and he said, now this is the way the kingdom of God operates. Yes. Then the day of Pentecost came. So that same Holy Ghost, helper, comforter, he helps us. When we speak those words, the Holy Ghost works with those words. The angels work with those words. Things are changing. That's why he said, don't take the thoughts saying. When the devil, that's the only way that he can beat you and whip you is in your mind, in your mind. He'll come in there with bad thoughts, sometimes with machine gun, with bad thoughts. No, answer the thought. You can't answer thoughts with thoughts.
That's right.
You speak to, no, that ain't my thought, devil.
Amen. Good work.
And people say, well, lay hands on me for I won't have another bad heart, a bad thought. The only way you'll have that if they got a box back here and we put you in it. That's the only time you'll now have no more bad thoughts. They will come because he said you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to renew your mind. You know, over there in Psalms 23, they probably read it so much during funerals here. It has nothing to do with a dead person. It has nothing to do when you get over into heaven because he says, you know, there's no enemies there. Let me read it. Go over to Psalms. I want you to read this, and I might close with this. Are you getting anything? See, the Lord, I've been doing some more teaching lately because the Lord told me to talk about these things. Look at this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now look at that. He restoreth my soul. Now he's not talking about your spirit man there. He's talking about the soulish man, part of the soulish man. Well, he can't do that. I mean, if you're already in heaven, you don't need it to be restored. What's he talking about? He's talking about that his words will restore your soul back. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ. You got to restore your mind into thinking like Christ.
That's right.
You renew it with the Word of God. 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 But our minds are renewed with the world system. We need to restore it. Bring it back to the way that Christ thought. Before the fall. Adam named all the animals. He owned everything. Glory to God. I'm going to own everything. Hallelujah. We're restoring back to that kind of thinking.
Amen.
Thinking, restoring your mind. If you're worrying, stressed out. That's another. Christians are so stressed out. Restoring our minds to think like Christ. Why would you worry when you got a trust fund? You see, then you want to know why? It's because we're not completely believing and trusting that is so. You read the first chapter and second chapter of Ephesians, actually the second chapter, and it talks about it's the inheritance that Paul prayed that you would get this revelation and what belongs to us. That already. That's why he said you're going to have to go back and preach from the cross to the throne. We got to go back and preach the authority of the believer. We got to get back and taking back what belongs to us and walking it. And it has to do it and saying it. Glory be to God. I said glory be to God. I said glory be to God. I said glory be to God. Well, did you get something out of that tonight? There's no fluff in that.
Amen. Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, come on, stand up and put your hands to heaven. Now, I want to tell you this. Put your hands to heaven and worship him. And I want to say this to you. When I went to heaven, God said, he said, now there's going to be endowments that are going to be released on planet Earth. On pastors, evangelists, apostles, endowments to cure diseases. And I felt something touch him in the head, and I'm convinced now that it was Jesus because he was there on the right hand of the Father. And I'm convinced it was him because he's the head of the church and he's one that distributes these gifts as he wills, as the Father wills, and he carries that out. And when he touched me, he said, I'm giving you endowment to kill cancer. And we could tell you all over this country, people have been healed. I mean, in all my ministry, I haven't seen as many people healed with cancer as we've seen. We just had a lady Sunday morning that came to the church. And she was at our Anaheim meeting. And she looked like she was 5 months pregnant, but it was a big old cancerous tumor. Completely gone. She said, I want to come to church and tell it.
Thank you, Lord.
Completely gone. Another one I'm thinking about had liver. She had 39 cancer tumors in her liver. And she brought the x-rays where it was before and after. There were no tumors after. And we can tell you after miracle. So I'm to be obedient with that gift. That ain't for me. That's for the church. And you're one of them. The Lord will put an endowment on you. And this place will be called a place of love, a place of healing, a place of help, a place of rest, and a place of peace. So that anointing come into your hands, what the Lord sees fit. For that healing endowment, in Jesus' name. And you will step up in the things of God. For it's time for you to step up in the things of God. To step up in the things of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, that's it. The next phase of your ministry, you're to step up. You're to step up in the next phase. And I hear this, the third phase of your ministry. The third phase of your ministry, you will walk in stronger anointing, stronger preaching gift, an utterance gift. Move more in the utterance gift. You know it's there, you've operated, but operate it in more. In Jesus' name. Before working and miracles get strong in the body of Christ, the utterance gifts have to come. Tongues, interpretation. When the gifts, before we see the working of miracles. Glory be to God. So if you have an incurable disease, come up here right now. Come up here right now. If you have the doctor told you you have an incurable disease, come up here. And I will lay hands on you. And God will heal you. Hallelujah. I don't know if I helped you tonight, but I sure helped myself.
Yes.
I just came for myself. I enjoy my own preaching.
Amen.
Well, what do you mean by that? Because it's from the Holy Ghost. Yes. I said it's from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your words will rudder you through tests and trials and everything that the devil, and he'll get you on the other thing where you're perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Let's become perfect. That's a good way. That's what I say. Lord, forgive me. I have my wife. Now you correct me and I'll correct you. If we're saying something that's out of line, she does more correcting on me. No, she does. And you know, if you can't be humble enough for your mate to correct you in the Bible with love, then you're not submissive. And you say amen. When Dad Hansy walked in the building, he bowed down to his wife. Did you notice that? He's very submissive. He loves looking. I'm telling you, all the time I'm preaching, they can't keep their hands off each other. We better get this service over with, I'm telling you. Just kidding. What's up?
I have arthritis.
Arthritis? Piece of cake. Hello? Oh, there went right in you, right there. Curse it! Curse that arthritis! Come out of her! Let her go! Jesus' name! Glory to God! Glory to God! It's time for this church. It's time for this ministry.
Amen.
Step up. You are stepping up. It's done. It's been spoken. Now we'll ride those words and fight a good warfare. The prophecies that went before you. Amen. Come on up here, sonny boy. It's time for you to go up too. It's time for you to go up. He helps around the ministry, right? Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. Get ready. Yield to that. That's it. Boy, we're man alive on right in here.
Glory
to God. Glory to God. Shikipaya. Shikipaya mama maya. Yes, Lord. Yeah, mama sakata toya mama maya. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Mama shakaposukatitis. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'll do that. If that's what you want me to do, Lord, I'll do it. Praise God. When you get in your new building next year, the Lord instructed me, I'll pay my own expenses, but I want to come to your church with my wife, and we start and go 3 days. She preaches in the morning, I preach at night on the subject of faith and healing.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. That's what the Lord said. But, I mean, we, you know, our expenses, we'll take care of. You just put us in a hotel and pass the bucket. Okay, we got a deal? He's a couple of me. Amen. That's what the Lord said for me. I said, well, I got to ask him. So I asked him in front of you where he couldn't say no. Dog, we love each other. Hallelujah. Gashapiki bunda mare. There's been something that has followed you around that kept you from getting into some things that belong to you. An area of relationships and other things. And I'm gonna get that thing off of you. Now it doesn't mean that you've been possessed or anything, but it's been following you around, keeping you getting into some areas where you need to get in. Because I got it in the spirit. I see it. Now, in the name of Jesus, you harassing your spirit, holding back, I command it. There he goes. In Jesus' name, I plead the blood of Jesus over you. Praise God. Now, things will work for you more. Things will work for you more in your personal life. In your personal life. Receive it. Receive it. That's it. Yeah. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So it's time for growth. It's time to go up. It's time to be blessed. It's time for the harvest in this region. Hallelujah. Yes, it is.